Monona Democratic Senator Mark Miller says his proposal would be all-inclusive. Every Wisconsin resident would have health care expenses covered by the state.
It doesn't matter if you are rich or poor, healthy or sick, black or white, married or single, male or female, gay or straight, young or old, employed or unemployed. The only requirement is that you are a resident of Wisconsin.
Miller says Wisconsin is slipping in the number of its residents that are without health insurance. A recent state estimate found that about 546,000 residents were without insurance for all or part of last year. Blair, Wisconsin dairy farmer Amanda Killian showed up at a Capitol News conference to speak in favor of Miller's plan. She says she and her husband put in 80-hour weeks working large herds of dairy cattle, and they can't afford insurance.
I don't tell a lot of people we don't have health insurance, but if people knew that, I think they'd be really surprised, because I don't think we would be the kind of people that, you know, people would probably think are without.
Senator Miller says those who are insured are spending much more than people in other countries. He says it makes sense to pool that money so that everyone is covered. Juneau GOP Senator Scott Fitzgerald co-chairs the legislature's budget writing committee. He says it's unrealistic to think that Wisconsin can make these kinds of changes on its own.
The problem we have in the state legislature is we're oftentimes forced to tinker on the edges, and the reason for that is because a lot of this is driven at the federal level.
Fitzgerald says the proposal would endanger funding for federal programs like Medicare. People would not pay a monthly fee to participate in the plan like they do with regular health insurance. Instead, it would be paid for through state tax dollars. Fitzgerald says Wisconsin's budget is tight enough under existing programs to think the state could afford this proposal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.